From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us today. This is Alan Cairns welcoming you to another edition of Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you listening in as today we turn to God's Word in John chapter 2 once more to see what it teaches concerning Christ's cleansing of the temple, this call for holiness in the lives and worship of His people. We start, as usual, however, with our hot topic or our daily commentary. Where's your passport? New passport rules mean that all travellers, even Americans, will have to show their passports on re-entering the US from neighbouring countries such as Canada and Mexico. This is just another fallout from the 9/11 terrorist attacks on Washington, New York, and Pennsylvania. The message is clear. If you want to get into the US, you'd better make sure that you have a valid passport. Of course, from some countries, you'd better make sure that you also have a valid visa. An official passport is thus an important document. It's an indispensable travel document. It gives proof of citizenship. It confers certain rights and privileges. In it, a sovereign government owns you as part of its commonwealth. When I read the news item about the new passport rules, I thought of another kind of passport and of rules that never change. We are all in the greatest journey of all, the journey from time to eternity, from this world to the world to come. There are two, and only two, destinations to this journey, heaven or hell. There is one and only one passport that will allow people to enter heaven. It's variously described in Scripture, but the message is always the same. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, is one way that God describes the passport to heaven. Those and only those who are washed in the blood of the Lamb of God will be spared the wrath of God and welcomed to heaven. He that believeth on Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, is not condemned. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. These are different ways of saying the same thing. God has one way of salvation. Jesus said, I am the way. And the Bible commands, repent and be converted. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. If you arrive at the U.S. border without a passport or with a fake passport, you'll be in trouble. If you go out to meet God without the only passport He recognizes, you'll certainly not enter heaven. If you present Him with what most people seem to think is sufficient to gain entrance to heaven, you'll be turned away. I refer to membership in a church or to trust in some religious work or experience. Remember the words of our Savior, Matthew 7:22-23. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Do you have a passport to glory? It's freely available to every sinner who applies to God for the gift of his salvation by faith in Christ. Apply for yours today. Don't think of traveling out into eternity without it.
Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight rose a melody sweeter than song. In celestial light strains it I sing.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak. I've been telling you about the latest issue of our Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine, how it deals with the Psalms of David, what a blessing those articles will be to you. We also feature a number of other very interesting articles. If you're interested in one of the outreach Free Presbyterian churches in one of the most beautiful parts of Western Canada, we have an article that focuses on the Okanagan Valley in British Columbia, where we have a Free Presbyterian Church. Then Dr. Mike Barrett deals with the danger of religious hypocrisy. And then we have a stirring testimony of the triumph of grace in the life of one of the leading politicians in Northern Ireland. All these things are yours free of charge in the Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine. At the back page, you'll also be able to read of our worldwide programming schedule, and that will enable you to pray for us. So, write to us for your copy of the LTBS Quarterly at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615, or you may email us at freepres.org, or you may call us toll-free 1-866-877-LTBS, 1-866-877-5827. We look forward to hearing from you.
Guilty, vile, and helpless we are.
it's time to turn to the Word of God for the final part of our study of Christ's cleansing of the temple. And today we return to some of the application that this truth makes to our heart in the call of every one of us to bow to the Lord and experience the joy of true holiness.
Once you come face to face with the fact that Jesus said, "Destroy this temple and I will raise it again from the dead," and He did so, once you realize that fact, you have to realize you're dealing with God, not with a mere man. This says He is all He claimed to be. Romans 4:25, this says He succeeded in dying, in doing what He set out to do. This says, Acts 17:31, that He will be your judge before whom you will stand. He rose from the dead, and you must face Him. He is either going to be your Savior or your judge. And the resurrection proves both. How can He become your Savior? Romans 5:1, we are justified by faith. Romans 3:28, we are justified by faith without works. You don't pay for it. Christ doesn't commercialize the gospel. You don't pay for it. You don't work for it. It doesn't come by sacrament, either by baptism or by the Lord's Supper. These are signs and seals of the benefits of redemption. They are not the benefits themselves. You're justified by faith without paying for it, without working for it, but by trust in Jesus Christ. That's how you're saved. That's how a man is saved. When Paul met the Philippian jailer on the point of suicide, thinking his life was over, there was no hope for him. The Philippian jailer heard Paul say, "Do thyself no harm." And smitten to his heart, he cried, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" When the Philippian jailer asked Paul that, he looked at the man and he said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." That was it. And he was saved as soon as he believed. And as a consequence, he was baptized. Became an open professing member of the little Christian church there in Philippi. This is how a man's saved. It's the only way a man can be saved. My, we can rejoice that Christ has said the old Jewish ritual is gone forever. You no longer need Aaron and a bunch of Jewish priests or any other kind to get you through to God. You don't need a preacher except to preach. But I'm not a priest any more than any other Christian is. I'm not an intermediary. I can't come between you and God. The way to God is not through ministers or bishops or churches or anything else. It is through Christ. It's the way to God. We have a great high priest who has passed into the heavens. That's the risen Christ, Jesus, the Son of God. That's what we have. He is the way to God. He says, "Come to me. Come to me." Do you remember way back in the Old Testament? The little maid said to her mistress when she heard that her master was dying of leprosy, this master who had taken her, a captive, out of her homeland and brought her to Syria, she said, "Would God my master were with the prophet that is in Israel. He would heal him. So Naaman got a letter from the king of Syria. And it was addressed to whom? It was addressed to the Israelitish king. The king looked at the letter. How can I heal a man of leprosy? And if Naaman hadn't found out his mistake, he would have gone back to Syria a leper and he would have died in his leprosy. Now I bring that into New Testament terms. Jesus says, I am the great prophet. I am the great priest. I am the great king. God's word is, go to Christ. But what do people do? They go to the church. They go to the baptismal tank or font. They go to the Lord's table. They go to the preacher. They go anywhere but the right place. Go to Christ. He died. He rose. And He has proved He is God. That's how you come to know Christ as your Savior. And the resurrection tells you that He's a successful Savior. But listen, it also tells you, if you fail to trust Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will meet Him as your judge. Acts 17 verse 31, God hath appointed a day in the which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He hath ordained, whereof He hath given assurance unto all men, in that He hath raised Him from the dead. Oh, I trust that you'll get to Christ. And once you do, you'll be able to rejoice with all of God's people that Christ's promise in Matthew 16:18 is true. I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. How does He build it? The church is not bricks and mortar. The church is made up of living stones. Peter, the apostle, wrote to the new Christians in 1 Peter 2, and he says that you're coming unto Christ as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also as lively or living stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. In Christ, the whole body of believers is a temple of living stones, fitly framed together, and it's growing. It's being built stone by stone till it becomes the perfect holy temple in the Lord. That's Christ's promise. You destroy this temple, I'm raising a better temple. But remember, that better temple is one that He desires and demands to be clean. Be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. May God grant us to learn the simple but searching truth, A, of how to become a member of the Church of Christ, how to become a Christian, and B, how to live a clean, godly Christian life. And let me emphasize, for I don't want anybody to be in any misapprehension, let me emphasize, if you're here this morning and you say, preacher, there's no hope for me, for I am already unclean. I'm already morally defiled and stained and wicked. There's no hope for me. Let me tell you, if you recognize you're a sinner, you have the very fundamental qualification for becoming a saint. For Jesus said, I came not to call the righteous, I came to call sinners to repentance. The gospel I'm preaching to you today is, in the words of the old evangelistic hymn, there is power, wonder-working, sin-cleansing, life-changing, devil-defeating power in the precious blood of the Lamb. After giving the great list of foul, wicked sins, that so besmirched the city of Corinth. Paul mentions them all, every sort of wicked perversion. He said to the Christians in Corinth, and such were some of you. But, and what a glorious but it is, but you're washed. But you're washed. But you're sanctified. You're cleansed from your sin and you're set apart. God has set you apart unto Himself. But you're justified. Now we come to the miracle of all. God has not only washed away your sin, cleansed you from all your past. He's not only sanctified you and set you apart unto His holy name. He has justified you. He has clothed you with the garments of Christ's absolute perfection, so that you stand before Him as righteous as Christ, because Christ is your righteousness. So don't go out of this place saying, God wants a clean people, I'm unclean, therefore I can't be among the people of God. God wants His people, whom He has saved and cleansed and purchased with the blood of the Lamb, to live their lives accordingly. But He's saying to you, in all your sin and your need, there is a way back to God. There's a way of cleansing, a way of salvation, a way of acceptance, a new way to a new life, to a glorious eternity. And it's all by faith alone, in Christ alone. Come then and welcome to Christ. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for the Savior visiting the house of God. We thank Thee that He visited that house to cleanse it. What a tragedy that those people went back to their sin as quickly as they could. What a tragedy that they were so wrapped up in their wickedness that very soon their great temple fell to the ground and has lain in ruins ever since. Our God, we pray that Thou wilt teach us from their folly. And O God, we pray that Thou wilt graciously make this church a clean church. Give us a clean testimony. Lord, save us from corrupt doctrine and evil practice. Save us from commercialization and secularization. Lord, we pray that You'll keep us in the place where the Word of God governs what has its place in the Church of Christ. We ask Thee, O God, for Jesus' sake, that Thou wilt deal with every Christian and give us grace to walk holy and humbly before God. Lord, deal with every backslider in heart. Deal with all who have left their first love. O God, we pray, grant there be a purging out of the old leaven of sin and worldliness. Lord, make us a pure and holy people. Remember those who are not saved. God in heaven, have mercy upon them. Lord, we pray, awaken the lost to the urgency of their need and bring them to the Savior. Lord, grant that men and women and young people will make sure that they are prepared, as Amos says, to meet their God. God, grant that this Sabbath day there will be a genuine seeking after Christ. So answer prayer. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs letthebiblespeak@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.